USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. A Los Angeles mother has been accused of stabbing her three young children to death. Lieutenant Ben Fernandez of the LAPD says Liliana Carrillo was found several hours later after carjacking a vehicle. Carrillo was reportedly caught driving the stolen vehicle Saturday afternoon after an intense manhunt and was found north of Bakersfield in Tulare County. The LAPD says the 30-year-old mother was arrested for fatally stabbing her three children, ages 3, 2, and 6 months. Police say the children were found by their grandmother at around 9:30 Saturday morning at their apartment in Reseda. Georgia is now the third state to suspend a coronavirus vaccine site after several people experienced an adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Health officials say 8 people getting the vaccine in Georgia suffered side effects to the shot last week. Meanwhile, company officials say Johnson & Johnson is currently scaling back shipments of the vaccine. Georgia is now the fourth state this week to pause this vaccine due to similar problems. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have residents scrambling for safety. USA's Wendy King has more.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Soufriere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Godzilla vs. Kong is breaking the pandemic box office record. Warner Brothers announced Saturday that the movie surpassed $60 million at the domestic box office. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court has ruled that California cannot enforce its COVID-19 rule that limits only 3 households to gather for worship in a residence. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The 5-4 ruling overturns the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, which denied motion to prohibit enforcement of restrictions on such gatherings. They called the lower court's decision erroneous. Pastors Jeremy Wong and Karen Bush had argued the restrictions violated their right to free exercise of religion. And business owners had argued that California Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions violated their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly. In February, the Supreme Court also ordered California to allow indoor church services in Tier 1 counties, which are those having more than 7 daily new cases of the virus per 100,000 people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The West Virginia legislature is moving forward with attempts to ban transgender athletes from girls and women's sports teams. The House of Delegates version, which passed last month, only affected middle and high school sports. However, the Senate version that passed on Thursday also incorporates college athletics. It will now go to Governor Jim Justice's desk to approve or veto. Maryland's Democrat-controlled legislature on Saturday moved to pass a sweeping police reform package that repealed the state's police bill of rights, becoming the first state in the nation to do so and overriding Republican Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes in the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.